The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
10. Just say it's 10 past
13.
Now you got to be exact about it because someone could be running late for work.
Do you know we've asked for a digital clock in the studio?
Good luck with that.
So I have to keep reading off the computer.
Can I say we even offered to pay for it? And they were like, no, Jesus, you're not allowed to do that.
No, Jesus. No.
Jennifer
Jesus,
Zamparelli and Bernard O'Shea are live in the studio. Where is Keith Walsh, ladies and gentlemen?
Who?
Lads, I have to be honest with you. I was just flicking by on going through the channels and I stumbled across the Late Late Show on Friday night. And Bridget and Eamon, I have to say, put in a rousing performance. You know these guys, right?
I'm told you know. Are you saying Bridget aroused you?
She did. The glasses is what did it for me. You guys know these people, right? You've written it. It starts tonight at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And Bernie, are you still awake? Are you just nodding off there?
I just want put it on the telly.
We've been talking about this, writing it with Jason Butler, talking about it, writing it, shooting it, doing pickups, promoting it, and she's like, put it on the telly already. It's like, just put it on RTE. Just put it on the telly.
What about when you're at home or your family's going, you just shut up, we don't care?
Yeah.
Are they getting to that stage?
No one cares, Jenny.
Bernard cares.
But I'm not going to watch it. There's a bit of a screening party and myself and Bernard will be in bed. Not together, obviously, but we will
be
in bed because it's on at 10 o'clock and we're very tired.
You're up in 10 minutes.
We're so tired.
Where is the screening party? We don't know that. It's probably a secret location.
Place where they wear ironic clothes. I don't know where it is.
Right. Tell me how nervous you are about watching that. And will you watch it like this?
Really
hands
nervous.
Over your eyes.
Yeah, and I will be watching Leo, and if he doesn't laugh at every single moment, he will be getting a divorce probably in the next 5 years because that's how long it takes.
Would you run jokes by him when you're coming up with stuff?
I wouldn't, no. He'd like to see the finished product.
A bit like how Flo came about.
Right.
Run that by him, you know.
Do you know what the worst thing is? When we started on Republic of Telly, it was a new programme and it was different every week and there were sketches. There's so much online, there's so much about the papers in that it's kind of, I feel I'm set up for a fall.
This is being built up, Bernard.
Mm. So then all of a sudden people will go, oh, it's rubbish, it's terrible.
I always told you he was rubbish.
The papers will shred us tomorrow.
Can I just say it is a great show.
Yeah.
It is a great show tonight. And because when you're looking back at the 80s, you're going, oh my God, condoms were illegal. What? The troker box. Oh, I haven't heard that in ages or seen that. So there's real nostalgia there for anybody who's watching. And I think the youngsters, the kids who are watching would be like, what? How did you even survive the 80s?
What did you do without Tinder? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
What do you know what year 1980s that they're kind of in or not?
Just the 80s. Even be the 70s.
Right.
Might even, you know.
But judging from the suit on the Late Late Show, could have been late 70s.
Yes,
yeah.
And Bridget thinks she's this highfalutin, very fashionable lady, but she's not because she dresses like she's from the 70s, really, the dress. And, you know, it's a very 70s look, but she thinks she's bang on
track. I think my favourite thing is the chain smoking in it. We all remember as kids being in cars with windows up. Yeah. And when you think about it now, you'd be shot and people would be horrified.
Yeah. I wonder.
And it was like the windows up, steamy, rainy day, and, will you have a Murray Mint? You're like, go on, I will. And you're like,
Everyone
had a Murray Mint in their car. Yeah.
Do you know what the biggest optional extra on cars in the 80s were? That what most people put on as their optional extra if there were the three people who bought a new car. Do you know what the biggest optional extra was?
It was an ashtray, wasn't it?
Seatbelts.
Was it?
Yeah.
And one wing mirror. Cars only had one. Some cars only had one wing mirror. That's hard to say, by the way.
And the hard thing about the show, I smoked 800. I'm not a smoker. And
I actually wondered when I watched it, I was like, is she actually smoking those or are they real or not?
They were a horrible cigarette, but we counted, well, the art department did, 800 cigarettes.
800?
Yeah.
What about, did anybody complain to the Late Late Show to see that you were really smoking on Friday night?
No.
You get You have all your people, your peeps with a Z, and you, they're also herbal, so they're technically
smell like grass.
There's no passive. They weren't.
But listen, I have on my notes here. I didn't notice this on the Late Late Show when I was watching the Bridget and Eamon. It says on my notes that they're a typically unhappily married couple in the 80s.
Like they're married because what would the neighbours think if they separated? That's why. And Bridget, I think Bridget likes Eamon more than he likes her. Right. Like, he's told her on several occasions that he likes her.
And she's told him that she loves him.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's the second episode is about the divorce referendum.
Okay.
And there might be, if you want to read into it, the exact parallels between the last referendum, the same-sex marriage referendum. But this is all about what would the neighbours think. So.
And where do you get the ideas? Because when I've been watching the clips over the time and the clips that were on Republic of Telly, there's so many things that we all remember and identify with, but I've kind of forgotten them. Mm. And it's only when you see them then you're like, Jesus, do you remember that? Do you kind of sit down and come up with like a list and yourselves and then put it all together?
And looking back, and I suppose a lot of it is drawn on your own experiences. That's where the best jokes come from, and think about your family and, you know, the first house on the road to get a phone down the country, especially.
Or like a video player.
Or a video player and only having two stations in the house and all that stuff. It was horrific time to live in, to be honest with you. I just feel happy for Florence. Well,
I have a couple of clips here which we'll play, but we were only talking about this today with the news of Extravision gone. But everyone, we all remember Extravision. Mm. I still remember my number for Extravision. But you go, and do you remember when it was late, when you bring it back late?
Well, I wouldn't know, Nikki. I'm going to step away here because we had a guy in a van who came around with videos.
Well, Jennifer, the two Jennifers on our stage. Remember when you brought it back late?
Extravision.
Yeah, and Aaron Baldoyle, the one down there on the Willie Nolan Road. And you brought it back and you'd go to get another one, and they'd say, £12 out in your account, and you're like, Jesus.
You must have had that video for like 3 months.
I know. And you used to drop it back when it was a queue, and you just kind of fire it up on the desk, and then they mightn't have noticed.
And then you'd be waiting, that's out, but it should be back today, and you'd be waiting there. Yeah, will you hold it for me? Remember that? Will you hold
have
it
you
for
got
me?
Titanic? Well, there's four of them out at the moment. Yeah. You're like, great.
And then you get it, and it wouldn't be rewound. Anyway, the 80s were it was a mad time.
It was.
There's a clip of the Tupperware. Do you want to tell us what the Tupperware
kiddies, you know, the children who are listening. Condoms were illegal in the 80s. So this is a time when Bridget is doing a Tupperware party, which were very big in the 80s, but the box of the delivery gets mixed up and she actually gets a box of condoms. So she becomes a dealer, so to speak, in the neighborhood.
A condom dealer.
Sure, that's dangerous. You'd have young lads drowning themselves just so they can get a good feel up from a woman.
What are you doing still here? I don't want you here for my Tupperware party. Get out.
Have you been inhaling hairspray again? Because I've told you on several occasions, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere.
I can make £20 a week.
Come on in, ladies. I hope none of you left your purses at home. You're very welcome to the £20 a purse. Sorry, plastic shite party.
Eamon doesn't want to do anything, so she's having her Tupperware party. She's trying to get rid of him, and he realises that she can make up to £20 a week, and he's only delighted to have the neighbours come round, and that's when it all kicks off.
So he must have been delighted to get all like the neighbours and the friends in, and you know.
Eamon doesn't want to go anywhere, doesn't want to do anything, and Bridget just keeps trying to do things. And
I'm always at him.
It's like a bit like, to be honest with you, somebody said to me, is it based on your dad? And my wife went, it's based on Bernard.
Bernard always says he'd love to be, you kept saying this on the Late Late.
What?
I don't know if I can say this. He kept going, oh my God, I would love to have been a father back in the 80s. You didn't have to do anything. Yeah. you got away with murder.
It's actually true.
You didn't have to do anything.
Listen, he's not wrong. I'm not going to mention name, not my dad now, but I know somebody who has never changed. I think I spoke about this before. Never changed. He had about 10 kids or 7 kids and never changed a nappy. One day he was looking after his young kid and the wife was out. He went next door to ask the neighbour. He didn't have a clue how to change the nappy. That was real.
It was like during the last referendum, I saw a guy shouting, he's going, do you want children to be raised by one something families or something like that? And I was thinking, in fairness, every lad I know was raised by a one parent. That's what I would have loved it. God, they didn't know, they had to do nothing. You know, it'd just be brilliant.
But
you're only two stations.
Down the pub.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got another clip here. Tell me about Northern Ireland. When did you just discover the whole getting up over the border and I suppose buying cheap petrol? Is that what it was?
Well, the north was a big thing for video recorders. Actually,
we went up the north to get ours. I remember driving up. We made a whole day of it. I think it was like £450,
yeah.
Something ridiculous, and coming back with it and plugging it in. And I don't think we left the house
and
for a week.
People used to put it in where the spare wheel was to hide it because you had to pay the duty on it. But the thing that when we looked at it. The '80s actually kind of nearly didn't happen in Ireland because there was no money around to consume '80s type things. So the '80s in Ireland, when we look back on actual footage, was very '70s, and but a video recorder was a 2 months' wages. So basically, people would do that's that might be if we ever were to go again and have another child, that might be definitely again where we.
Oh no, you had money. If you had a video recorder.
Oh my God, like, you were a millionaire. Yeah.
Not everybody. Maybe you on the south side, Jenny, maybe you had. But
oh, shut up.
We got my auntie and uncle emigrated to Canada and we got their video recorder because, you know, they were what else could they do?
Don't tell the neighbours we have one, someone will break in.
The first movie we watched was Howard the Duck and the American Werewolf in London. You remember those?
The American Werewolf, yeah, I remember that. But think about the Bridget and Amy going up north, they're terrified.
Oh, sorry.
Because they feel they don't know when they can't speak Northern Irish, they think.
Yeah.
They say, we'll stand out because we've terrible teeth and they all have an amazing teeth up there because they could get their teeth done for free, the NHS. And the roads are so smooth up there. They can't believe it.
So much better.
Right, have a listen. It's a Bridget Name time in Northern Ireland.
You're going to have to do something about that cash.
Relax, Eamon. I know all about money laundering. I gave it a good going over at the GIF before I stuffed it in the boxes.
Good, good, good. Now, under no circumstances are you to spend that money, right? We don't want to be drawing attention onto ourselves. You know, the last thing we want around here is the guards taking the kids' office. Jesus, worse they could take the money off.
I'm no idiot, Eamon. But look, we have a bigger problem. We're out of supplies. Do you know what that means, Eamon? We're gonna have to go up north.
Right, we're back. Sorry, that was
short.
No, no, we're not.
Where?
Northern Ireland, Eamon.
Northern Ireland? Are you out of your tiny mind, Bridget? I don't speak Northern Irish, neither do you, right? They've all got their teeth done. We'll stand out.
Oh, brilliant. Right, now, you have kids. Bridget and Eamon, should I, not you two, have kids.
Yes, we
well,
have.
I could be the father of her child. We don't know.
Wait,
I've seen a picture of Florence. I don't think
probably
so.
Not.
What a cute picture of Florence, by the way. I saw it recently. You dressed her up as Bridget.
I did. Well, do you know what? She does nothing around the house. She's not.
She needs to earn her keep.
She needs to earn her keep. So I said, you know, you're going to have to chip in, young lady, and get that wig on you. We're going to put this on Twitter.
We're going to charge people to look at it. There
yes,
you go. She's
exactly.
Making a fortune.
But no, it was great, and she loves dressing up. She loved getting that wig on. And that glasses. It wasn't cruel. She did love it, really. But no, Bridget and Eamon have 6 to 8 kids. They're not really sure how many. There's like the middle one, you know, the one that they don't really like. They've lost count.
One's a guard. Did I hear that on the lately? Well, you've a kid that's a guard, don't
you?
No, he has the height for the guard.
Oh, he's not a guard.
He's not a guard yet. He has the height for it.
Going to. Yeah.
And, right. And if they're bold, we threaten them to send them off to live with their mental auntie in Longford. So that's what happens if they're bold.
Now, without giving too much away, I see Linda Martin is down here as a guest star.
Yeah. Oh,
how did you swing that?
She wasn't.
Found someone who knew someone who knew someone.
Yeah, no, it was great to have her, and she's brilliant. See, Bridget gets nominated for Housewife of the Year. Yeah, and her nemesis, the one she has to beat, is the woman from Dublin, played by Linda Martin, and she does a great job, and she's great to work. She has 17 dogs. That woman.
17.
Is
that in Bridget and Eamon or is that in real life?
No, in real life. In real life, she's 17 dogs. That's why she looks amazing, the figure on her. I was like, how'd you keep so fit? She goes, 17 dogs.
And did anyone say no to you as being a guest star on it, having been maybe offended over the years or afraid to come on?
No. No, because they wouldn't be asked.
Okay.
Now, you're on Breakfast Republic every morning. Is Keith a bit put out by this whole thing? He does feature a little bit, doesn't he?
We had to let him do episode 2 because he was whinging and moaning and crying.
Does he strip off in it or was that a joke?
Yeah, so he strips off.
Does he?
Yeah.
The whole shebang?
Yeah.
You know the way he's always taking his clothes off?
Yeah.
You know when you go upstairs to the floor, Keith's sitting there, you know, eating his lunch with his top off.
Exactly.
Oh, any opportunity. So,
playing the guitar on his abs.
Yeah, we need to get some. Egypt to take their clothes off in episode 2. Keith,
ladies and gentlemen. Right, listen, we have a bit of an 80s quiz. because now I know you aren't Bridget and Naaman, but we just thought we'd throw it at you because you know them well.
Now, can I just, I'm going to give Bernard my headphones. They may be a bit loud for you.
I'm a little
hard of hearing, so please feel free to turn them down there if you want. Is that okay for you?
That's is that okay?
Perfect. Wow, all right. Cool. We don't have these cool headphones. I can hear
you're
what the station
sounds. You're sharing your phones
with
Jenny Green.
That's
there like you go. You're kissing Jenny Green. It's like you get off with Jenny Green.
Jenny and Bernard up a tree. Right.
Don't start that
first
rumor.
One, I'm going to direct it to you.
Sorry, guys. Just stop you going. That would be the greatest rumor.
Right. Jen McGuire, this is to you. Representing Bridget.
Okay.
Okay. How well do you know your 80s? Who sang... Before I do it,
oh yeah, get
I just realised there is clips. This is how prepared we are. Right, we've got clips to this. Okay, we do a bit
God.
Of this and a bit
okay.
of this.
Okay, I'm terrible at quizzes, by the way.
That's okay.
Help me.
We can deal with that.
You got them there.
Yeah, got them.
Yep.
All set. You ready?
Yes.
Who sang this 1980s classic? You ready? Here we go.
John Bon Jovi.
Oh wow! Look at it.
She's wrong.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. It's yeah. John Bon Jovi when he's on
yes,
his own.
But he sang it.
For a bonus point, what's it called?
Living on a Prayer.
Well done. That's 1-0 to Bridget. Bernard?
Oh, right. Oh, we're against each other.
We, I just made that up.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another 80s clip for you. What was this 1980s ad, Bernard? Are you ready?
Oh, he's good at ads.
It wasn't an RT1 or 2. I won't know it now.
Okay, here we go.
What do you think? You can't sing. You can't play. You look awful. You'll go a long way.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm going to say Whisper.
No, it was close. It was for Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Oh,
it was a leave it out. We've only had 5 minutes. Do you remember that?
No.
When the devil comes down for the Kit Kat.
Oh, that would have been a few years later. I was a bit disappointed with the L. You know when they break, we didn't really hear the breaking of it.
Did you not know?
No, not in that. 1-0 still to Bridget. Bridget, if you get this, you go 2-0 up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name this film. Ah, let me just make it. Yeah, you go.
Okay. Doc.
I'm from the future. I came
that's tough,
here
that,
in a time machine that you invented.
In the line.
Now I need your help.
Back to the future.
It is Back to the Future.
Which one?
Oh,
it's the first one.
It is the first one. I don't know if it is, but I'll go with that. Okay. Next question, Bernard. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For Eamon, of course. Name the TV show with this theme song.
Bridget's favourite. Actually gave rise to the popular saying, when a house was big, it's like, that's some Dallas of a house.
It is Dallas, well yes. done. Okay, this is to win for you. Bridget stroke Zampo Ramparelli.
Ramparelli.
Name this 80s singer.
Boy George.
Seriously, these are too easy.
That was pretty impressive.
He's on The Voice, lads, isn't he?
He is.
The UK Voice. And all these kids getting up and saying they haven't got a clue who he is, do they? They're like, who's your man? I would so go for him. I'm a massive fan of him.
Bernard, I think we need to let you go back to bed, don't we? Are you tired? What's up with you?
I am tired.
Yeah. You had a busy weekend. You went to the match.
What match
you
go to?
He was on the late.
Yes.
He's very tired. He's been very busy.
Did you get a bag of chips on the way home from the late? Anytime I've ever been on late, I have a ritual of getting a bag of chips on the way
home. Where?
Well, anywhere.
Well, I am namaste now. I am a vegan. Until Wednesday.
Chips? What? Chips.
I've been a vegan for
cooked
a month.
In oil.
I can't take a chance in the oil, maybe. So I just try and...
So what do you eat?
Nothing.
I've been eating... I go to that... The show sent me, Jennifer and Keith made me. To Happy Heart guys. You know the guys from Bray or Greystones?
Yeah.
Happy Heart, the Happy Pear guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've gone to their course and I do stuff, yeah. But chickpeas and vegetables and...
You wouldn't get that in the 80s. No chance of that.
Chickpeas was like either the name of a band or somebody did something wrong in the town.
Well, can I just say you're looking great.
How do you stop it?
Right.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Bernard, Zamparelli and O'Shea, a.k.a. Bridget and Eamon, 10 p.m. tonight on RT2.
Yep.
You excited?
Do you know?
And the Lord.
He is. Let me speak on behalf of him. He's been a bit miserable today. We're very excited. This is a long time coming.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Tune in. There's a lot of laughs. And
I'm nervous.
Yeah, of course we are. We're nervous. We're bricking it, really.
No, listen, it's very good.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
We just
it's going to be very funny.
People like it. And if they don't like it, hopefully they'll lie to our faces.
Yeah, that's. quote, if you're going to take any quote out of this interview, that's the one.
If you don't like it, lie to us.
And come here, listen, thanks again. We'll let you go now. Thanks again for keeping the exclusive to us and not doing
thank
it on
you.
The breakfast show.
Oh, we couldn't do them, sure. Who listens to them?
It's 2FM, Bernard and Jennifer. Thank you very much.